You can expect everything.
Select models only. See dealer for details.
And what better time to hear from the celebrity spokesman for Mercedes-Benz of White Plains. 8:46 with Mike and Casey at 100.7 WHUD.
True. Chaz Palminteri. Chaz is going to have a party at his house on Sunday, as he's done for nearly 30 years now, once a year, for all his friends from the old neighborhood, Arthur Avenue in the Bronx. But first, he will perform his one-man show, A Bronx Tale, at Terrytown Music Hall Friday night. How did Chaz come to tell the story of his life on stage?
Well, this was back in 1988. I ran out of money. I was, working as an actor. But as an actor, you get a job and you hold on to it, and then you run out of money and you got to look for another job. So basically, that's what I was doing, and I ran out of money. So then I got a job as a doorman at a nightclub in Beverly Hills, a very exclusive club. And I was there for about 3 months, and I wouldn't let this guy in one night, and he got really upset. I wouldn't let him in because he was very rude to me, and he said, "You're going to be fired in 15 minutes." And it was Swifty Lazar, the famous agent, and I got fired in 15 minutes, and just like he said. And I went home, and I was really back to my little dumpy apartment, and I said in L.A. And I said, "What the hell am I going to do?" I said, "Well, if they won't give me a great part, I'll write one myself." And I got 5 tabs of yellow paper from the drugstore, the illegal paper, and I started writing about this killing that I saw when I was 9 years old. I figured I would write about that and my relationship with the wise guys. And with my father, it was always one side, them on the other, and me in the middle. And that's how it started. I wrote it down, and 10 months later, I had a one-man show, and one of my friends lent me money to put it up. I put it up, and it exploded. My career just... it was a skyrocket. I mean, the last time something like that happened was with Rocky. It only happens once every, 15, 20 years, they say. And every writer, every director and studio head and actor star wanted to do it, but they didn't want me. They wanted to put a star in the role. I refused. They offered me $250,000, went to $500,000. I said, no. And went to $1 million. I said, no. And after I turned down $1 million, about 2 weeks later, I was still doing it in the theater, and the crowds just kept getting bigger and bigger, and Robert De Niro saw the show, and as they say, the rest is history.
That's it. Thank you, Swifty Lazar.
Yeah, thank you, Swifty Lazar.
Chaz Palminteri, this is something you have got to see. If you love shows like The Jersey Boys, there's no singing in this, but it's the same kind of story, just a great story that needs to be told. A Bronx Tale, Terrytown Music Hall, Friday night, and caller 7, you get to go.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. 1-877-274-9483, caller 7, good luck.
Corn on the